When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Making offers and cashing checks. What's new? What's next? With Ashley Montillon.
Hey guys, what's up? Ash here to bring you what's new and what's next at Epic Real Estate. Let's get right into what's new, right into the wins, my favorite part as always. And alrighty, here's what I have for you guys. So Chris, he sold a fire damaged single family home that he purchased in June after renovating it to a full turnkey. He paid $57,000, rehabbed it for $38,000, and sold it for $125,000. He put another fire damaged single family home under contract to purchase. He bought that one for $10,000, rehabbed it for $60,000, and the ARV is $110,000. A couple more wins for Chris here. He put four long-term holds under contract to sell. He also said he's reallocating the equity into better ROI holds now that he's buying properties at a discount. This will almost double his cash-on-cash return. He converted four rent-ready properties that he'd renovated and intended to sell as long-term holds, and two of them are tenanted so far. And to finish it off, he put out more offers this week than any in the past 3 months. Wow, big, big week, Chris. Love it. Ricky, he made three offers this week in one seller appointment. Chevy, he also made two offers this past week and got one verbal yes from a seller. Jack, he got a purchase agreement on a single family home. Ryan, he says back in the game, baby. So he contracted a house on Monday and he closed on it today. Roy, he had his first offer for a wholesale property accepted, and he said more to come soon. Congratulations, Roy. Richard, he posted this in our Epic Pro Academy members area. He's going to his son's first home soccer game, and marketing never sleeps. And he posted a picture of his Epic t-shirt that says, I buy houses. Fast cash, ask me how. Richard, that is great. We love when people rep the I Buy Houses tees. It's a perfect way to generate leads with no money while you know you're not even trying. So that's awesome. And I hope your son won. Alrighty, and then this is actually to add to Chris's win from earlier. He has eight houses in escrow, three to buy and five to sell. So two of those holds are in renovation, and one is a triplex. Keep on grinding, keep on grinding. So Devin, he has two contracts signed and one assigned. He said he's learned to stick to his guidelines and knowing limitations, that he's not necessarily prepared to work deals in different markets and running everything himself. So work in that market deep instead of going wide. That's a really good strategy to stick there to, Devin. Just like you said, finding your limits, finding boundaries, and not necessarily because you can't do it in the future, but because you know that right now this is what's going to work best for you and to get you to a point where you can expand. He's cultivating a good relationship with an investor and contractor team, which could reduce or eliminate his need to market properties once they're under contract. Then he can focus on building his own portfolio with profits. That's a great plan, Devin. I really commend you for this post, and I love it. Keep it up. Josiah, so he bought a flip. He sold one last week. He's finishing up another flip and got a great new tenant. He has two more rentals under contract. Overall, great week. Tony purchased a single family home that he's going to wholesale. Brad went to go property hunting in Florida and bought one on the first day with Ryan. That is great, you guys. I remember you guys mentioned this a few weeks back, that this was going to be your plan. So happy it's rolling and happy you guys are finding some success. Daniel, so he started his next flip. He has one closing next week and then another the week after that. Real quick, I just wanted to give a shout out to Daniel. He's always posting in the Academy, whether it be on Follow Through Friday or just individual posts, just very motivational stuff. He's always grinding. He's always working. Just a couple weeks ago, he mentioned that he had six deals in escrow. just a couple of weeks ago, he mentioned the 6 deals that he had working in the process with an expected $38,000 in wholesale fees from those. He says he still works constantly every day, like he has nothing, trying to get appointments booked every day, hustling, working on the daily success report daily, and just saying how it overall works. Daniel, I really commend you for everything that you're doing, and I really hope that you just keep it up and keep this momentum and hopefully continue to inspire others to just wake up every day and just hustle. That's just awesome, Daniel. Thank you for posting. So that's all that I have for you guys for what's new. If you'd like to check out the Epic Pro Academy, go to epicproacademy.com. You can click on the red button that says get my free access and you will get a free 30-day trial. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. Alrighty, so what's next? Perhaps a recession in 2020. Are you prepared? So many people are predicting that there's going to be a recession in 2020, and there's a high probability that one will actually occur. If you're wondering how you can prepare, if you're wondering what to do, if there's any offensive and defensive moves that you can make beforehand, well, we have got you covered. Matt put together a video on our YouTube channel that explains exactly what he's going to do to prepare for the recession. 5 offensive moves and 5 defensive moves. He's been through this before, and I know as a real estate investor, this could be a very worrisome time. So get ahead of the game. So go to YouTube and search Epic Real Estate Investing. The video is called How to Prepare for a Recession in 2020, and it's going to give you everything you need to go, like I said, to just get ahead of the game. So check that out. Give the video a like, share it with your friends and family if you love it, and let us know what you think by dropping us a comment. Alrighty, that's all that I have for you guys this week. See you next week and enjoy the show.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The 3 pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey there, Rockstar. I got a question for you today. And the question is, goes something like this. Are you guaranteeing your failure in real estate and you don't even know it? And here's what I mean. Because I've got the opportunity to speak with fantastic people each and every day. These people, they've got lots of life stories. They come from different backgrounds, different experiences. They come from different parts of the world, and their dreams are unique and specific to them. But what they all have in common is a true desire to break away from the shackles that life sometimes locks us into, and they want to become a real estate investor. And these people, they are excited, they see the vision, they've got the money, they know in their heart that real estate feels right, and they know in their heads that the math makes sense, it's logical, and they know it's finally time to stop thinking about it and start being about it. But then, some of them, even after all that, still, they don't take that first step. Instead, analysis paralysis sets in, and then another opportunity just passes them by. And sometimes they'll reach out again months later and they're in the same place and they've got the same questions. Sometimes they'll touch base to bend the ear of a like-minded soul to recreate that inspiration for them, to help them feel good, to keep their dream alive. And yet they are still in the same place as they were the last time that we spoke. And so for one reason or another, they've done nothing. And for some people, timing really is better if they do wait a while. They've got something specific that they're waiting for, and when that happens, it's going to be better for them then. But I've been doing this a long time, long enough that I know that more often than not, there's nothing new coming later. In fact, right now might be our best or even our only shot at making a real change in our financial future. So I'd like to share with you a key secret that you may not be thinking of when it comes to winning in anything new, especially in real estate. The secret is very simple, and it's the thought that you have to protect your mentality. You've got to protect your mind. You've got to protect your thoughts. You see, I know exactly what happens when we hang up the phone with an otherwise motivated investor, an aspiring investor. Suddenly there's soccer practice for the kids, there are emails to answer, there's things to fix around the house. I mean, life, it just happens for people. And before you know it, poof, you're back in the grind. And there's nothing in that grind to remind you about your goals and dreams. In fact, sharing your goals and dreams with the wrong people in that grind, that can really sever you from your goals and aspirations completely. I mean, if you mention real estate just to the average person, you know, they draw a blank. They've got preconceived notions about what it actually is. And so they come up with the only things that they have to offer, which are cliches and fears. You know, like, what are you going to do if a toilet breaks in the middle of the night? What are you going to do then? And before you know it, these fear-based thinkers, who you love, by the way, and who love you back, have unfortunately planted just enough doubt in your mind to not necessarily rid you of your real estate aspirations, but just enough to get you to wait. You know, there's an old saying about that. It's probably Irish. It sounds Irish anyway. And it says that all the devil has to do to win your soul is to convince you to start living right tomorrow. It's deep and it's true. You see, your first real estate deal isn't going to set you free all by itself. It's not just one transaction and you're done. That certainly wasn't how it worked for me, but I knew in order for me to get to the place where the passive income from my real estate paid all of my living expenses and then some, so I could get to a place of real choice in life, I was going to have to get the ball rolling with that first one. And I had heard and understood that the journey of a 1,000 miles, it begins with one step, right? And there would be no better time than the present to take that step. Now, thank God that this journey here isn't 1,000 miles, nowhere even close. But the logic, it still applies. And so I started with one deal, that first step. And what that first step, that first deal does is so much more than just moving you one step closer to your real estate end goal. What that first real estate deal will do for you is actually skyrocket your confidence in your belief. It unlocks a chain of events that can create an avalanche towards your success. You know, there's a profound difference between someone who has only one actual rental property performing for them, even just one little old property, and someone who has just, you know, read the brochures, checked out the YouTube videos, and attended some seminars. There's a big difference than just that one property. There's a real difference between those two. And after so much time dreaming and waiting, being able to say, I am a real estate investor, has a wonderful and empowering resonance. You know, of all the people that I've personally helped, without an exception, after they have closed their first deal and acquired their first rental property or executed their first wholesale or their first flip, they all say something like, that's all there was to it? What was I so scared of? Whoa, why did I wait so long? It happens every single time. But if you let your day-to-day routine or your non-investor friends or your unsuccessful investor friends plant doubt in your mind, then you are going to wait. You won't take the action. And by not taking action, you are guaranteed to fail in real estate. But here's the good news. A properly fed mentality can create its own gravitational pull towards success. It can pull you there. So protect your mentality. And this isn't just a suggestion. It's critical. You're going to battle pessimism and cynicism at every corner. Real estate investing, it's extraordinary insofar as it's something that very few people bother to do well. And not because it's inherently all that complex. It's not. You can do this. You just might have to get unstuck from negativity and apathy. Don't fall into the analysis paralysis. So let me tell you exactly how you can unstick yourself. You make a commitment, a specific type of commitment. You make a commitment that is so decisive and so large that the pain of backing out of that commitment is larger than the pain of seeing it through. That is how you move forward towards your dreams, despite yourself. So give yourself something to live up to see it through at all costs, and share it with people, and let them know what you're up to. I mean, really put something on the line, and greatness will be drawn out of you. It's just going to happen. You won't be able to stop yourself from succeeding. You know, I believe getting that first property is such a commitment. And if you know deep down that tomorrow isn't going to bring anything new besides tomorrow's problems and tomorrow's distractions, tomorrow's life, if you know in the sober light of day that real estate really is something for your future, then get started today. Likely, you already know what to do. You just need to now do what you know. And if you'd like some help, you might find how I'm helping people and actually paying people to get their first deal done using very little to any money at all. Head over to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Take a look. You'll see all the details there. And then just take action on what you see there, whether it's with me or whether it's with somebody else or whether it's just you on your own. Get started today. Alrighty? That's it for today, by the way. God bless and to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.